We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Two things that I want to kick this off with is, one, I want specifically for you to know that yesterday I knew it was Ryan Wachowski's birthday, and I deliberately didn't say anything to him. And I'm saying this right now to let him know that I knew it was his birthday, and I didn't say a damn thing to you. So, here's to you. Secondly, saw Bob Kendrick downstairs. I've gone to church with a guy that looks like Bob Kendrick my whole life. He looked like he could preach. He looked like he could be a deacon, an usher. He is clean, like he is going to Sunday church every time I see him.
I don't even know if you needed to mention that fact about Ryan Wachowski's birthday, because the guy that doesn't get his coworkers a gift for Christmas, we know you're not the type to say happy birthday to people.
Yeah. I got my coworkers' gifts.
Didn't get me anything.
Even if they hate me.
So, no, I had to throw that out there.
I've got it. Just wanted to let Ryan know that. And I'm looking him right in his eyes and let them know. I knew it was your birthday. Don't whisper stuff in my ears before the show starts. You know what time it is. Hey, Vern!
What? Show good morning.
I'll shove it.
Don't start it off with a middle finger.
That's what you've done to me all morning. The both of yous.
You come in here with your hat flipped up like that and your purple tinted glasses.
That was not towards you, Ryan. These guys have put me in a place. Well, I can't come in here and look like Sydney. I can't come in here and look like Sydney Dean. I can't have my hat flipped up. What is Wesley Snipes too good for me?
That coupled with the purple tinted glasses, it's too much. It's too much.
We get 4 days off.
I'm very happy to see you. You look very
nice. No, you weren't. No, the two of you, like, you know, it almost felt like to me, as soon as I walked in, the both of yous were like, God, he's
you got
here.
A little bit of Twitter notoriety this weekend. You really were a buzz this weekend on Twitter, and now you show up on Tuesday.
What are you talking
and
about?
And you can't tell show anything.
What are you talking about?
I saw you took a picture of a T-shirt that said, Keep Kansas City Midwestern, and there was a lot of conversation about it. You're feeling yourself a little bit because your Twitter followers, I would imagine, picked up somewhat this weekend.
And there you go again, being a jerk.
It's a terrible shirt.
You know it didn't. You know it didn't.
You didn't gain any followers off of
that?
Shut
up, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. That's why Cody.
I saw a lot of people quote tweeting it, a lot of people discussing it, and yet, wow. No.
It was more of a discussion piece than I thought it would be. It was.
I thought it was going to help the brand that is Ron the Show Hughley.
I'll retweet it one more time. As those can go to.
You're going to retweet yourself?
You're damn right I am.
Okay.
You got a problem with it?
Nope.
Of course you do. You have a problem with everything that I do. That's all right. As a leader, as a clear leader of this show, I will finish this. No, I sent this out. I saw this in a store I was in yesterday. You can go to Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E-H show, and see it. And it was a shirt someone made that says, Keep Kansas City Midwestern. And as you so eloquently alluded to earlier,
thank you.
So many people were responding to it. And it is really fascinating to me where people's minds go when they see it. Because where I went, as soon as I saw it, it felt like, let's keep it where it is. Let's not grow this thing. Because in my mind, when I see that, it's I see people not voting for the new airport, or which it passed, but I'm talking about when there was thought that we may have to pay for it, or not extending, like, having the streetcar extended, or voting for public. Like, it felt like keep it down. And that was just my initial reaction. But then I saw a lot of other people's reaction was, yeah, keep our values, keep as a positive thing. It was really interesting to see so many people see the shirt, see the saying on the shirt, and then their reaction to it, whether it be to a place of positiveness or negativeness.
Did you buy the shirt?
Hell no.
Keep Kansas City Midwestern.
Yeah, my response to it was literally, it feels like it can't, like it says, don't grow. That's what it felt like to me. And everybody has their opinion on it. And so many people showed it. You know, like, hey, not everybody wants to be Minneapolis or Chicago. But then other things into a place of, let's just keep it how it always has been and let's not progress. It's interesting because you live here. When you see a shirt like that, where do you take it?
I take it as the first thing that hit me was people not wanting to lose the identity. We're not the biggest of markets, but we're proud of what we are, what we have to offer, our history here in Kansas City. The values thing, I think a lot of that is lying to yourself like most cities do, where you act as if you have this moral high ground over New York, over Los Angeles, over Chicago, over Houston. But yeah, I'm not going to point to the values. I think it has more to do with the history and not being something or not pretending to be something that you're not. Embracing the fact that we are who we are. Some of you claim us to be flyover country, and you know what? To hell with you if you think that way. That's what I see. Not that we're afraid to grow or progress as a city, but we're not going to change who we are for you elitists on the coasts. That's what I took from it. Is that funny? I don't know why Sirta's staring at me with that grin on his face.
You guys were both looking at me like I was supposed to say something. I was like, am I supposed to respond to this?
No, because we know you hate Kansas City. So
but you were looking at us like you were about to say
something. It would actually
something.
Be better if you stayed out of this. We're already struggling enough.
I just don't love the mentality that shirt portrays. That's a big problem that I have with Kansas City.
Well, are you going to... Were you just going to say that? Like, you want to elaborate on that, champ?
It's like... Everyone being up in arms over the weekend because Travis Scott accidentally said St. Louis at the end of his show. That guy plays a lot of shows. He tours all over the place. He was just at the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. People make mistakes. It's not a slight to Kansas City.
Well,
it doesn't
sure
need
it
to
is.
Be taken that way.
Well, sure it is. I mean, you would be. I could see why people are upset why he would say, of all cities, St. Louis. Yes.
But what
are you talking about the mentality of the city with this?
It sounds like he's agreeing with you in this small-minded mentality in which I don't think is consistently reflected by the city. I think it's more of a, for those people that are going to sit around and complain that Kansas City isn't New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, a big city.
No, never
will
be.
Well, then get the hell out of here because this city's never going to be that.
Never
I don't think it reflects a Des Moines attitude. I hear the Des Moines attitude from people in Kansas City at times, but I don't think keeping this town Midwestern, as the T-shirt said, is a reflection of their unwillingness to grow.
Yeah. I like I said, I think anyone could see it from their vantage point and opinion, and the response we got was from a lot of different areas. Ours are two different ones, and Serta just hates Kansas City.
You know, these guys, a lot of credit. Barry's an unbelievable leader. You know, just been amazing. And I got to give Cam and Dean a lot of credit for playing. I didn't know if they would play as of today. And, you know, they both played and did a great job. Now we got to see after a 3-hour flight home how they're doing tomorrow morning. But we do have a couple days off where hopefully they can recover and get back and practice a little bit on Thursday and get ready for Oklahoma State on Friday.
That's Big Bruce Weber, head coach of Kansas State. And I watched Kansas State last night and then watched them also Saturday as they lost at home to Iowa State.
Good for you.
And
you watched West Virginia play basketball twice?
Yeah.
Three times maybe even this season? Good for you. That's impressive.
You know, I recorded it, went through it. They remind me. K-State reminds me of a team that a lot of us know. They remind me, Vern, of the Chiefs teams that I have grown up with. Most of the Chiefs teams I've grown up with my whole life. Like, even the really good ones. K-State's a good basketball team, right? They are not leading the Big 12 by accident. They're leading it because they have been the best team thus far. They've won on the road in places that, hell, Kansas has lost to. Kansas dropped games at West Virginia and at Texas, which they show toughness to win at. But they remind me so much of most of the Chiefs teams that I can remember, to where the way they just play, really almost any team potentially can be in the game. If you hit like 8 threes against Kansas State, 8 to 10 threes against Kansas State, truly, no matter what else you do in the game, you're probably still in it. Because K-State can go through droughts and they can be so difficult at times to score. Just like those Chiefs teams, they end up in the playoffs. They were really good all year. And then in the playoffs, having 13-10 games against Jim Harbaugh, having games like they had against the Titans last or 2 years ago in the postseason, were just teams that shouldn't be playing with them. But because of the way they play, you're always in the game. Like West Virginia, that game got spread out late yesterday. But it was close, and closer than it should have been, I think primarily because of the way Kansas State plays. Like, you started seeing Iowa State hitting threes. Whew. You could tell in that game there could be a potential issue. There could be a potential issue for K-State because, man, you get to 70 – K-State could play one of their B to A games, and 70 might be too much for them to get to. So they just remind me so much of the 90s and 2000 Chiefs teams that were really good football teams, but just because of the way they played, they seemed to let teams that shouldn't have any business being with them, like they could go beat the top team in the league, but then they could lose to any other team just because of the way they play.
And that's why they're going to struggle, and that's why until you have a true superstar, you're likely to struggle come March.
And they got a guy. I think Barry Brown is a guy, and you could see that coming even in the game. He took over
Barry
a little
Brown
bit
might be the player of the year in the Big 12.
He might be. He might be.
But when I say a superstar, I'm talking about someone that isn't a senior, right? Someone that doesn't normally last in college basketball longer than 4 years. Yeah, to me... K-State, like a Wisconsin, like a Virginia, there are a handful of schools that can ugly it up during the regular season, but that's going to get exploited come March.
That's a
eventually
good
you're going to run into a team. Hell, Iowa State, the kid with the hyphenated name, just couldn't miss and single-handedly brought down that Wildcat ball club.
The Virginia one's a good one. They are a good basketball team, and were a really good basketball team last year. Like, K-State's a poor man's Virginia. And they lost to UMBC.
They're the same.
Yeah,
you can
so
get through the
liable.
Regular season playing that way, but it's going to come crumbling down quick normally come March.
Yeah.
Just like the Chiefs in January.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.